This is JIS News. Coming up, government doubles police in-service training budget. School administrators encouraged to make use of GSET subject profiles and culture cards to be issued to students on PATH. Details after the break.
Come Monday, June 24, Petrojam Limited will begin to supply ultra-low sulfur diesel ULSD to the market. A red dye will be added to the regular diesel come June 17 to differentiate it from the ULSD. Ultra-low sulfur diesel will come with a light yellow color. Petrojam, serving Jamaica's energy needs.
Now the news. The government has more than doubled the training budget for in-service members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force over the last 2 years, in keeping with plans to boost the capabilities of members of the security forces. $64.3 million has been budgeted for the current fiscal year, compared to a budget of $29 million in the 2011-2012 fiscal year. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says while the entry requirement for the JCF remains at 5 CSEC subjects, the in-service training will result in 1 in 4 members of the JCF having at least a first degree within a few years. Meanwhile, an additional 1,000 police recruits will be trained this year. Minister Bunting says due to attrition, the increased training will result in an additional 600 to 700 police officers by the end of the year.
Because of fiscal constraints, we will not be able to get the size of the security forces to ID levels in the short term. But we are also increasing our investment in vehicles, which will act as a force multiplier. During the last fiscal year, we spent over $600 million acquiring vehicles for the security forces, which is more than what was spent in the previous 3 fiscal years combined. We will continue the investment in force mobility in the current year.
This investment in mobility will facilitate increased patrols and vehicle checkpoints, restricting the free movement of criminals and contraband, and reassuring citizens. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is urging local primary and high schools to make use of GSAT subject profiles to better inform strategies to boost student performance. He says if used effectively, the subject profiles can assist high schools to identify the learning difficulties of incoming grade 7 students. He adds that primary schools can use the subject profiles to identify subject areas that outgoing students had the most difficulties with and modify their programs for existing pupils.
If these are attended to at both levels and particularly by the entering school, the grade 7 teachers and administrators, we can expect that much more progress will be noted at the higher levels.
The education minister was speaking at a press conference Tuesday on the preliminary report of the 2013 GSAT results. He says the ministry will provide training to help teachers better utilize the subject profiles. All students who sit the GSAT exam are ascribed a subject profile outlining their performance in the subject areas tested. The refurbishing of the South Camp Road facility for the relocation of children being held at the Fort Augusta and Diamond Crest Correctional Centers will be completed before year end. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna is reiterating that the modifications to the facility will allow for the total separation of the accommodation for juveniles from adults.
The refurbishing of the South Camp Road facility will be completed by the end of this year. The Minister of National Security has assured me that the girls will be separated from adults before the end of this year.
Minister Hanna was making her contribution to the sectoral debate in Parliament on Tuesday. And culture cards will be issued to students on PATH, granting them free access to museums and galleries of the Institute of Jamaica and the annual Emancipation Independence activities. The cards will be issued by the Ministry of Youth and Culture starting August this year. Portfolio Minister Lisa Hanna says with the card, children and young people will have free entry to these facilities on a regular basis.
We will have the establishment of a database which will also give us access to new audiences that we can share more information with. It is also our intention to invite the private cultural sector, such as theatres, dance companies, etc., like what they do in Brazil, to participate in this program, which will ultimately result in wider access and appreciation of our culture right across the country.
That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.